From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with a local and statewide news update. The state will provide interim ferry service between Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan while the Inter-Island Ferry Authority repairs its fleet. That's according to statements Wednesday from the IFA and State Department of Transportation. The IFA's Prince of Wales ferry broke down last week. That left the island without a key link with Ketchikan for freight, passengers, and vehicles. In the meantime, the Marine Highway System's Lituya will begin making the 72-mile round trip between Hollis and Ketchikan this week. Priority will be given to stranded travelers. That means no new bookings are being taken until the backlog is cleared, the two agencies say. The Lituya normally runs between Ketchikan and Metlakatla. The service will continue to run several times a week. The IFA says the Prince of Wales Ferries sister ship could return to service around June 11th. And a resident from the North Slope borough has tested positive for COVID-19. This is just the first positive case in the region. According to a release from the Arctic Slope Native Association, the patient had been tested at the Samuel Simmons Memorial Hospital in Utqiagvik. The patient had been in Anchorage before traveling to Utqiagvik and then on to their home community. For the patient's privacy, the name of the community was withheld. Samuel Simmons Hospital is preparing a team of medical officials to go to the patient's community to provide testing to anyone who may have come in contact with the individual. While this is the first case for a resident of the North Slope, a BP worker at Prudhoe Bay tested positive for the virus in March. This case is one of more than 400 positive cases of COVID-19 across Alaska. A landslide plagued a stretch of road into Denali National Park, and the road has been repaired again. The area, known as Pretty Rocks in Polychrome Pass, is the location of chronic sloughing caused by climate change. And National Park Service spokesperson Pete Christian says damage done since last season was again severe.
It had dropped about 21 feet, so quite a big drop. At one point there, the slide, before things froze solid, was sliding at over 2 inches per day. So, multiplied out over months. And we estimate they moved between 4,000 and 4,500 cubic yards of fill in order to bring the road up to grade. And the road is ready now for summer traffic.
Christian emphasizes that the section of road will require maintenance throughout the season and says the NPS is going to be working with the Federal Highway Administration this summer to develop some more permanent fix ideas. And activity is ramping up in Petersburg harbors, with just a few weeks away before the start of some commercial salmon and crab fisheries in the region. Seafood processing companies bringing seasonal workers to town this summer have outlined their safety plans for the coronavirus. They intend to quarantine and isolate their workforce to protect employees and the community from a potential outbreak. Joe Vicnicki reports.
The community's two larger processing plants, run by Icicle Seafoods and Trident Seafoods, bring hundreds of workers into town for the summer months. Both companies plan to have a closed campus for employees who live on site, while community members who work there will be coming and going from those plants. Here's Icicle Seafoods' Julianne Curry.
Icicle facilities are operating as closed campuses this year. Employees that live on the property have to remain on property at all times, except for designated personnel that are conducting business-critical operations off-site. We've developed a quarantine plan for our incoming employees, although no additional employees are scheduled to arrive until closer to the summer processing season.
Icicle expects a total of about 380 workers there this season, including the seasonal workforce and the 93 employees who live in Petersburg. Curry says all employees traveling into Alaska are now being tested in Seattle before they come here, and workers will be quarantined when they arrive. Beyond that, the company plans regular screening and temperature checks. Icicle has room for isolating sick employees. Curry says an employee needing hospital care would likely be medevaced out of Petersburg. Icicle has also added security on site and is taking other measures to limit disease spread.
We're taking all the necessary steps to limit in-person interactions whenever possible, including with the office, the dock, the plant workers, and our fishermen. We're actively working with our fishermen to keep them informed so they can partner in our efforts to protect our Petersburg home. And the situation's very fluid, so we incorporate new information into our plans and procedures every single day.
Both Icicle and Trident Seafood submitted workforce protection plans to the state and the borough governments. Trident spokesperson Shannon Carroll says his company planned to bring the bulk of its seasonal workers to Petersburg in late May. He says quarantine is the biggest tool for limiting COVID spread.
So we have a 14-day quarantine in Petersburg at a local hotel. That's a monitored quarantine to make sure that it's adhered to. And then we do testing in partnership with the local hospital near the end of the quarantine, and obviously require a negative test result in order to go to work.
Trident also plans a closed campus for non-resident workers and daily health and temperature screenings. Carroll points out that his company has been processing fish in other parts of Alaska since the beginning of the year and at its plants in the lower 48.
We're not trying to take a victory lap by any means, but we feel pretty confident that the protocols we have in place are really rigorous and up to the best practices or exceed them. So we do feel confident going into the summer.
The borough's incident commander, Carl Hagerman, has reviewed the company's plans and is supportive.
Time will tell, you know, the rubber meets the road when we start implementing the plans. What I'm seeing and hearing from them is that they're very committed to upholding those plans, and we need that to happen for Petersburg to have a successful summer.
State officials say they've learned from outbreaks in meat and poultry packing plants in other parts of the country, and they point to guidance from the Centers for Disease Control on limiting COVID spread in those kinds of facilities. In mid-May, the state issued enhanced protective measures for seafood processing workers. Those include three options for completing a quarantine, either before, during, or after travel into the state. Dr. Ann Zink, the state's chief medical officer, answered questions from Petersburg health officials about seasonal workers in May.
Whenever we have more people, whenever we have more travel, and whenever we have people working or living in tight, close quarters, we expect more cases. And the fishing industry fits many of those criteria. So we've been working hard with our federal partners as well as our industry partners to try to mitigate that risk.
Zink says the state is encouraging companies to quarantine their workforce outside of Alaska and test before those workers travel here.
Many of them are doing that, and they are getting positives in the lower 48, and they have been sharing that with the other industry partners. So those aren't showing up on our numbers. Those aren't showing up on our press conferences because they're not Alaskan numbers, but it's part of the work that's being done behind the scenes.
The state is also trying to do more testing of its workers in larger urban areas instead of in smaller rural communities because of testing supplies. A testing facility was started in the Anchorage Airport in May. Petersburg Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter has been trying to get the message out about the need for more testing supplies here.
We just don't have the supplies and swabs and cartridges, reagents, etc., to be able to provide a higher level of testing, although we would love to do that. We really want to do that.
He'd like to expand asymptomatic testing to first responders and seafood workers if supplies are available. Other communities are starting to do more widespread testing as those supplies allow, and some of that testing is catching positive cases for incoming workers and others. State public health officials expect to see an overall increase in case counts as restrictions on businesses and daily life are eased and removed. They also told Petersburg officials that restrictions could return in response to local outbreaks. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
A man released from a California prison tested positive for coronavirus one day before prison officials sent him home to Alaska on a commercial flight. That's according to documentation of Dwayne Fields' test results, which Fields provided to Alaska Public Media. And criminal charges federal prosecutors filed against him on Friday. The charges allege Fields violated a court order to follow Alaska's health mandate to quarantine for 2 weeks after arriving in the state. Fields blames confusing directions from his release paperwork and his parole officers and says he plans to fight the charges, which include a felony. But it remains unclear why prison officials put Fields on a plane to Alaska after he tested positive for the virus. Fields says he was unaware of the test results until days after he arrived. Fields had been serving time for a 2012 drug dealing conviction at Terminal Island, a minimum security federal prison in San Pedro, California. A judge reduced his sentence to time served earlier this year amid the coronavirus pandemic, after Fields' lawyers argued for compassionate early release because of his struggles with cancer while in prison. An outbreak of coronavirus at Terminal Island Prison infecting more than 1,000 inmates has been described as the worst such outbreak at a federal penitentiary in the entire United States, according to the LA Times. Fields' documentation shows he was tested for coronavirus May 6th. The positive result is dated May 7th, but Fields was put on a plane to Alaska on May 8th. This is KTOO.